야. The truth is, I don't know if you're allowed to have a favorite day of the year, but if I was allowed, Purim is my favorite day of the year. And from Rosh Chodesh Adar, I feel a little bit sicker all the time. I drive, but Lamaisa, it's hard to explain. As soon as in an Ibrayar, I get a little jet lag, you know, I get excited for an Adar Aleph, but it's something that they can't really be explained. The whole simcha of Purim is beyond. It's an otherworldly experience. And I would like to, b'siyata d'shmaya, bring us in to the world of simcha. And my hope is that this year's Purim will be the best Purim of our lives, which I really think is possible with hachanas. Like anything in life, the greatest things and the biggest experiences can get messed up by the biggest fools. You know, the people who have no clue what they're doing or what Purim is about act like the biggest idiots that they've ever acted like in their lives on Purim. And the ones who tap in fly. They fly to places that they didn't think it was possible to get to in Olam Hazeh, to be frank with you. Places that you really can't be sober in order to hit. You have to be drunk in order to get there. And it's a real trip. So we have to first understand what exactly it is, the simcha on Purim. Purim is definitely a day where the simcha, even though by a regular yontif there's a simcha, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of simchas yontif, but Purim has a different madrega of simcha. For example, even in the Megillah itself, it says La Yehudim Aisa Oira V'Simcha Sasun V'Ikar. So many different types of lashonos, of descriptions of happiness there. I don't even know how to translate them all in English, but I know there are a lot of experiences there, and this is what the Yidden themselves experienced. Shushan Sahala V'Samecha, Sahala Sas Sameach, or all of these things are a type of experience that that we want to hit. We want to hit these things. And the question we have is, which we've been working on from last week, is what is happiness? We pointed out that happiness is a feeling of movement, a feeling like you're going places, a feeling like there's a hemshech, there's meaning in my life. I'm going, I'm doing. Things are happening for me. And sadness, we pointed out, is that feeling of I'm stuck. I'm not progressing. I'm not moving. I don't know why I'm here. What am I doing here? Why do I have this chavrusa? Why do I have this Rebbe? Was I born in this community? Everything in my life is so confusing, and I just feel stuck in an existence that's not mine. Happiness is I see where I am, I see what's going on, and I'm flying with this thing. It's moving for me. And sadness, atzvos, is that feeling of being stuck, of not knowing what in the world we're doing. I want to tell you a diak in a Ramban. I hope that someone else has made this diak, but I think it's Pashut Pshat in the Ramban, and it's a blow-away diak. A blow-away diak. Having to do with sadness. Says the Pasuk in Breishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. We all know that Adam HaRishon, right, he needed an Eishes Chayil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a surgical procedure in order to get that Eish HaSchayil for him, took out from his ribs. And the Pasuk says, Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardema al Adam Vayishan. Sort of like being put out for a surgery, you know, put under. Adam HaRishon fell into a slumber. And there are two Lashonos here. It says there's a Tardema and there's Yishan, which are two Lashonos for sleep. Fine. Says the Ramban, and don't ask me how to fit this in the Pasuk, it's been years I've been working on this. I'm still not clear how the Ramban saw this in the Pasuk, but that's immaterial to me. The fact that the Ramban says this is amazing. Says the Ramban, what exactly was going on here? Adam HaRishon was looking for someone to build with. He was looking for an Ezer Kenegdo, an Eishes Chayil. And he was going through the entire animal kingdom. You're not for me, you're not for me, you're not for me, you're not for me. And soon, what happened? Says the Ramban, Kasher lo matza b'soicham la'atzmai Ezer, when he could not find his own companion, someone to build life with, Ne'etzov, he became depressed. The Ramban says he became depressed. V'yishan, and he fell asleep in depression. The Ramban learns in this pasuk that the sleep that Adam HaRishon started with was a sleep of depression. And what happened? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the surgical procedure on him and put him into a deeper sleep. What's going on over here? According to what we're saying, it's gevaldik. This is exactly the idea of depression. Imagine being in a world where everybody seems to be building, doing. Well, the cows are building, and the octopuses are building, and the fish are building, and the birds. Everyone's procreating and doing and moving on, and building families, l'dorei doros, and I'm stuck with nothing. Says the Ramban, at this point, Adam HaRishon felt like nothing's going. And he became depressed and he fell asleep. And this is exactly what happens to somebody who doesn't know where things are going. But the opposite, when you see where things are going, when you understand your role, when you see what's going on, then there's a lot of happiness. And this can exist on two levels. It can exist on an individual level, and it can also exist on a national level. It can exist in your own personal life, your achievements, and also you want to know where Klal Yisrael, where are we going as a people? Now, if we have this in mind, which we spent a lot of time last week on this Nakuda, on what real happiness is, then the truth is that Purim has to be a day where we could tap into this. Right? The even the idea of getting shikur. The Brisker Rav learns from Yemei Mishta. It's not enough to drink wine. You have to be really happy. Yayin yisamach levavenosh means you have to get plastered, Rabosai. You're not going to hear me say this at any other time. But the students of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter held that the lowest shir, I'm probably going to get sued by somebody on the internet for saying this. We can't put this out. But Rabbi, I'm serious, probably. We should probably work on this. We'll talk later, guys. That's all I need right now. My parents will be very upset. But the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that the lowest shir of getting drunk is ad de lo yada. That's the minimum shir. Okay, there's the sheet of the Rama, but what's going on over here? The greatest Bal Musar in the world had to reach something over here. Why did he have to hit that point of Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh in a way that's usher, frankly, to do all year round? Anytime other than this, if a person does this, it's 100% usher, like we said last time. Person should be imprisoned for doing such a thing. And yet, over here by Purim, we want to tap into this. Yimei Mishta, not just days of happiness, but days of drinking. So the truth is that if we can go in and we have to enter, if we enter the story and we live the story, we don't just say the story, but we enter the reality. There was no greater reason for depression than right before the Nes of Purim. No greater reason for depression. First of all, Klal Yisrael had never been in Gullus in their entire lives. On a national level, we had been living with Nisim. You could go to the Beis HaMikdash, you could see 10 miracles all the time, get great chizuk from that. You had prophets paralyzed in the street, saying over messages from Hashem. And this was the existence of Klal Yisrael from its inception, from the very beginning, all the way through Bayis Rishon. And then all of a sudden, boom. Churban Habayis, Tisha B'Av. And if you can imagine Tisha B'Av and multiply it by a billion, because we have no shaykhus to Tisha B'Av, imagine living with that closeness and imagine the total rejection of us. What in the world are we going to do over here? Here we are in Golos Bavel. It's supposed to last 70 years. So much doubt, so much lack of understanding, so much question about whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu really cares about us. The Vilna Gaon said, in his Perush in Megillah, he says, Esther min HaTorah minayim, where's the makor for Esther in the Torah? Anochi Aster Panai, I'll hide my face. The Vilna Gaon says, the question of the Gemara is, does Hashem watch out for us in Galus at all? And we need a makor that Hashem even does that. It's a new phenomena. We've been through Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. We've been through the Eser Makos. We've been through Har Sinai. We've been through Yericho, all the different miracles that took place. Now all of a sudden we're alone and it's totally quiet. This is a depressing situation. it's a depressing situation enough to end it, to be honest. Totally end our desire to go on, to move, to go weiter. And Haman played him to this. It says in the Medrash Rabbah, Parak Zion, Ois Yud Beis, Vayoymer Haman Lemelech Achashverosh. Yeshnoi Am Echad. Literally translated is, simply put, Haman said, there is a nation, a singular nation. Says the Medrash, the word Yeshno, which means there is, can also be understood as Yoshein. There is somebody who's sleeping. Says Haman to Achashverosh, Yeshno, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. Yeshno Am Echad. He's sleeping in his relationship with Klal Yisrael. It's true that Hashem was interested in this people, but look what's going on now. This is the most optimal time to get these guys. Hashem is sleeping. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds quietly, without a ramko, without speakers. He says, Hine lo yonim v'lo yishan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep, but really, Hashem's not putting out the speakers for everybody. Haman has a valid taina. Everybody's standing here, all alone. Haman's playing into this. Achashverosh counted the 70 years of Galus Bavel. He made a mistake, but he held Rabosi party time. 70 years are over. The Binyan Bayasheni didn't happen. Game over for Klal Yisrael. Game over. And to make things worse, which is definitely part of the depression, Klal Yisrael, over 18,000 of them, went to the suit of Achashverosh. There were Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash going on over there. They were using Kalim Shoinim, like we learn in the Megillah. We do the Trup of Echa for this. The situation was in a grave situation that we cannot possibly be masik. And Haman saw that this lottery fell in Adar. And he was celebrating because that's this month that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Look at all this. You don't think that they also thought this at the time? He's laughing in the streets. He says, Adar, guys, that's when your savior, Moshe Rabbeinu, died. And this is exactly what's going to happen to you on a national level. Imagine living in this experience. Imagine being part of this. And Esther Amalka says something that I always feel uncomfortable. Some beautiful songs have been written with this pasuk, and I feel uncomfortable singing them because it's almost sacrilegious to sing this pasuk. But the emotions of Ayelis HaShakar, this is the expression of Esther Hamalka. We say it as the Shir Shel Yom on Purim. She says the following, Tehillim Chav Beis, Keili, Keili, my Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who has Rachmim on me. Rashi and Chumash says, Keili is Lashon Rachmim. Borei Olam, my father, my tate, Lama Azavtani, you've totally abandoned me. Total abandonment. Rachuk mi Yeshuasi, it's so far. Everything's distant from me. She was screaming this. I'm afraid to say this. It sounds like, no, this is what they were feeling. Lama Azavtani, why have you totally abandoned us? Where are you going with this, Borei Olam? What's happening to Klal Yisrael? Why did you take us out from Mitzrayim? Where are we moving? This is a reason for total depression. In the most extreme sense of the word, we have no idea where we are. We are totally stuck in a reality that makes absolutely no sense based on the master plan of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And when you live in this for a second, it's hard to do that. But if you do, it's an awesome reality. A reality that is living through, literally through Tisha B'Av. And it goes weiter. The Medrash Rabbah in Perek Zion, Ois Yudalit, says something that you find in the Kina Sevecha, very similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset with Klal Yisrael. Shmonasar Elef V'Chamish Meos. 18,500 got shikar at this party. And we know what happens when people are shikar. We also find out sometimes this happens to Bachrim, unfortunately. I hear about it all the time. When they're shikar, says Haman, Hashem hates Zima. Hashem hates when men and women get together. And that's exactly what happened over here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Klal Yisrael is done. This is what the Medrash says. You can look it up inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, the Satan said, that's it for us. Hashem agreed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote down in a Megillah, that's it for Klal Yisrael. And similar to the Midrashim in Eicha Rabbah, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to wake up Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he says to daven for Klal Yisrael. And you know what Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov say? Mipnei Shenanu Yisrael Misuda Shal Achashverosh. Since they were involved in this Suda, there's nothing we can do for them. That's it. And Eliyahu goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he tells Moshe Rabbeinu about this, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruch Hashem, says, is there one Yid who's a kosher? And they said, there is one Yid. There's Mordechai. He says, I'll daven up here. He davens down here, down there. And the Gzeira wasn't written in blood, in dam. It was only written in plaster, in tit. It's good to go. We can remove this. But this is all happening upstairs in Shemayim. Okay, nobody knows that there's even hope. The feeling is such that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov thought it was over for us. We had made terrible mistakes over here. It's true because of our lack of clarity, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that our Tzchus Kiyum was gone. And then what happens? What happens after all this? Everything flips on its head. Everything. We go from a total depression, in a way that's hard to describe, to a total ecstasy. An absolute ecstasy. Because what happens? Exactly this. La Yehudim Haisa Oira. This pasuk bothered me this year. What in the world is going on? You know, I'm embarrassed that I say Havdalah every week and I haven't thought of this question. It's one thing, the Megillah, it happens once a year. But Havdalah happens every week. What does it mean? If you were writing this in English, it sounds very funny, okay? I understand the Jews were happy, they were elated, they were ecstatic, okay? Simcha, Sasan, Yikar, fine. It says, the first expression of the reality of Klal Yisrael, La Yehudim Haisa Ora, and the Jews had light. Light? Who turn on the lights? What's going on over here? So then everyone's going to come, no, you don't know the drusha is Ora is Tyra. Okay, Shkaya. I want to read the Psukim. The Psukim say, the first reaction of the Jews was light. What is this? What is Ora? What is light? And the answer is, that light is not just light over here. The first time that light is used in the Torah is what's called the Or HaGanos. It's a certain clarity, an understanding. Adam HaRishon, before the Chet, could see from one side of the world to the other. You think he saw it through a light bulb? No, he had Oira. He had real light, a real understanding of what happens on this side of the world and that side, and how they're connected, how all the parts come together. This was the ultimate surprise party, Rabotai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned on the lights. It was one of these spooky, haunted houses, and all the yidder go, and then all of a sudden, the lights go on, and you see all these, hey, these guys aren't scary, there's nothing going on over here. That's what Klal Yisrael had. They had light. Once they got that light, party time. A simcha of cosmic proportions. A simcha that you cannot have sober. I'm sorry for the guys without the ability to do this. You cannot experience the simcha sober. Why? Because this simcha was totally different than any other simcha. You know what happened over here? It's not just that Hashem came and intervened. Hashem always intervenes. Hashem took the very thing, v'nahafochu. Hashem flipped it on its head. He didn't just take the people and schlep them out of their problems. He showed them how their problems were really that they were moving forward. Everything they thought was a problem was good. Not just let me get you out of your problems. You think you have problems, you think you're not moving, you're moving forward in the whole story. How? Haman stands there. He's building a noose and a tree for Mordechai to hang on. And it's probably very scary to watch this. He's digging his own grave. Everything that we were freaked out about, everything that we were so scared about, was actually a preparation for our being saved. Without one exception. The entire destruction of Klal Yisrael was the only reason that we were able to convince Achashverosh to kill out everybody who was our enemy. If we didn't have the beginning of the story, Rabosai, you think Esther could just go in there and go, by the way, I have a great idea, let's just kill all the enemies of the unit. Great idea. No, it has to get to that point in the story where Haman is basically accused of messing around with the queen's family over here. And it's an issue of treason. to the point where we're able to annihilate all of our enemies. It means we needed everything that we thought should depress us, was what built us, was what moved us forward. And to see that your problems are really your solutions, Rav Ossai, you know, it's like you go over to somebody, someone goes over to you and tells you his problems. You say, buddy, those aren't problems, those are your talents. Imagine how he feels. It's not, you don't even give him anything to work on. You go, buddy, that's what's good about you. Oh, thanks. Great. I mean, I don't have to work about it. No, you're good to go. You're great. That's exactly what happens on Purim. And the Medrash goes weiter. The Medrash says something that we say on Shabbos. Bifroach Rishoyim Kmo Esev. In Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, we say the Rishoyim get prosperous. Why? So that they fall harder. It's like, you know, you pick up a guy, you put him in an elevator, you go, hey, we're going up, we're going to see everything, we're going to see the whole state of New Jersey. And going up, wow, look, over there, oh, there's Teaneck, there's Englewood, there's Lakewood. All of a sudden, and little they know, as high as they know, all of a sudden they're going to drop him at the end. The higher you go, the bigger the splatter, Rav Ossai. And everyone's giggling over there. I can see my house. We know it's going to happen to you. Bifroach Rishoyim Kimo Esev. The only reason they're prosperous, guys, is because it's a better story when they get annihilated. It's so boring if nothing happens to them. And that's exactly what the Medrash says about Haman. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already was upset at Haman because he was trying to be Mavatel, the binyan of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then Hashem says, I can't just kill a regular guy. This is in the beginning, before Haman was so successful. Mashal leguliyar, a mashal to a regular commoner. Shekilu lebeno shel melech. He was makalel, he cursed out the son of the king. Amar amelech yimani hargo akol amrim guliyar harg. I'm going to kill a nothing guy? That doesn't look good for the king. It makes it look like I'm bothered by little shmatas. I'm a king. So he had an idea. You know what I'm going to do? So he took this guy who was Makalel, his son, and he made him a trikonis. The Mepharshim say that he made him a head of thousands. Va'achar kach also a hegmon, and then he made him a chief of staff. Va'achar kach hitzis his rosha, and then he chopped off his head. That's a king. Bifroach Rishayim Kuesev, all the success of Haman, Rav Ossai, was already HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting ready, so it's Mechubedek. When we chop off this guy's head, it's going to look good for the Olam. There's what to celebrate about. And during the time Pachad Pchadim, we thought our lives were over, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already preparing the Simcha of Purim. The whole thing was a Siba for Simcha. Hashem turned on the lights, and we saw that everything that made us depressed was a Mahalach. Was a reason to celebrate, was a reason to get excited. And it bothered me. Lemaisa, it bothered me. What's wrong with Haman's Taina? Haman had a good Taina. He's got the month of Adar, which is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died in, right? So now, what's the answer? No, he didn't realize that it was the month that Moshe was born in, okay? You'll excuse me, I'm a little bit of a bonehead over here. But I don't understand what the answer of Chazal is. Now, instead of knowing that it's the month that Moshe died in alone, it's also the month that he was born in. But I have a question. It's also the month he died in. So how do you know which one works? You know, it's like Shnayim Moksim Batalos. Who wins out? Is it a bad month or is it a good month? It sounds like it's a good month. But he died in that month. So what is? How do we know that the being born outweighs the dying? I think it's a reasonable question. And the answer is, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. You want to know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu left the world? You think Moshe Rabbeinu died? He didn't die, and I'll prove it to you. It's his birthday. It's a happy day. The same time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, guess what? He just moved to another reality. He moved to a reality that we can't see, Maskim, but the reality that Moshe went to was higher and better. And the proof for that is that it's the same day he was born. If you want to know that his Misa is not a Misa, look, it's his happy birthday party. And that means that when he died, he was going weiter. And this is always stares Klal Yisrael. We get scared when we lose our leaders. And Haman knew this. He was playing on our emotions. When did this happen last time? At the Cheda Egel. The Satan shows us Moshe Rabbeinu flying in the air. All of a sudden, we give up our Yiddishkeit. Why? We're not. We don't know where we're going at that moment. And comes the Torah's Megala. No, the whole Yisod Moshe Rabbeinu's Mamshech. The Vilna Gaon says that in Parshas Tetzaveh, there's no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And it always falls out by Zion Adar, by the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the message? Says the Vilna Gaon. We like to do gematrias when the Vilna Gaon says them. Those are my favorite. We have two today. This is the first. Says the Vilna Gaon, the amount of psukim in Parshas Tisava is 101. And that is the gematria nisteris. This is a special type of gematria. When you take the name of Moshe, Mem, Shin, and Hey, and you spell out the letters. Mem is Mem, Mem. So the hidden letter in a mem, when you spell the word mem, the letter mem out, it's mem. The second letter is hidden, it's a mem. In a shin, the word shin is spelled shin, yud, nun. The hiding letters are yud and nun. And in a hey, different ways of spelling a hey is a hey and an aleph, or a hey and a hey. It's a different nidonim about it, and different depends on which sugya you're in. But at the end of the day, if you take all the hidden letters in Moshe Rabbeinu's name, it's 101 psukim. And says the Vilna Gaon, why is it the same gematria as the Parshas Tetzaveh? It's because Klal Yisrael has to know. You think it matters if someone's guf, if their body is in front of you? Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah lives on hidden. It could be you can't see it, but we're mamshich weiter. And the same thing after the Beis HaMikdash, Rabosai. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. We thought that we had no hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned on the lights in darkness. This is the first time. And this is our yuntif, because we're stuck in this gullus. We have no idea where Borei Olam is taking us. We really don't. Of course, we see Simonim. We see Eretz Yisrael. We see people learning. But we see a lot of questions also. And on Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned on the lights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us what the Ikar is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that even if you don't see things, you're tapped in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weaving through this without one name mentioning of Hashem in the Megillah. Not once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating things in Teva. In natural order. Yeah, we don't have the 10 miracles in the Mikdash Maskim, but if we did, we would smile. Who smiled when they got a miracle? Avraham and Sarah, they laughed. Oh, would we laugh if we had a miracle? Oh, would we laugh if they would take all these people in the government here and do what the sign outside, you know, with the garbage, geschmack. Oh, would we laugh? Because the Shinui and Teva, they'd pick him up by his head, do-do-do-do-do. We'd have a great time with this, Rabosai. And the same guy in Iran, oh, would we laugh? Just like Avram Avinu laughed when he found out he could have a kid when it was impossible. And Sarah and her Bechina laughed. We would laugh too, and the answer is we have what to laugh about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us laugh here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a story that you just have to laugh about it. The whole thing, from start to finish, everything that we were scared about was actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a big party for us. The entire thing. And when somebody hits this, a person feels like they can handle anything. It's them and Borei Olam. Klal Yisrael's moving forward. We're doing this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us to the next stage. And this is our yontif. This is the yontif of our situation. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem says Purim is the yontif of Galus Bavel. It's the only yontif that's defined by Galus. Right? Hanukkah was during the Bayis Sheni period. Right? All the other Yom Tovim were in higher Madregas. Purim is our yontif, Rabbeisai. But look outside. It doesn't seem like things are working out. So have a cup of wine. Have another one. Have another one. Have another one. Have another. Wow. Layudim, layudim, ha'isayra. Wait, I got more material, guys. But it works. It works. Because there are things that bother us, but these things are not real. Just like those weren't real at that time, we have to break out. And once we break out, we'll see that we have everything. And this is the Tiefkeit. Klal Yisrael is tapped into a reality that should make ourselves realize we can swim to the sky. Oira is Toira. We have Sasun Simchan Yikar, our Keneged Tfilin, our Keneged Bris Mila, and our Keneged Yontif. Says the Vilna Gaon, the following thing. These are the three osios of the Torah. Three osios. Torah is tam, tapping into infinity, tapping into olam haba. But the mitzvos, tefillin, is the one where we can, it's like a receptor, where you can like get beamed to the higher elements. You actually put this receiver on your head, and you're shayach to it. That is Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's written on your body. It shows you're higher than where you are here. We got back our tefillin. What's our milah? Says the Ramban, the milah is on the place that causes the most trouble. And once you get rid of that orla, a person can soar for higher aspirations in those areas. He can be tapped into a greater reality. The milah is a promise that you're tapped in even over there. And Yontif, says the Vilna Gaon, Yontif, he says, is also Shabbos. It's not just Yontif. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And he says, all three of these are osos. They're signs that we're tapped into a greater reality. Once Hashem turned on the lights, we realized, I might not have the Beis HaMikdash, but I've got my tefillin, and Hashem loves me, and I'm moving forward, and I can conquer the world with these tefillin. I can conquer the world with this Bris Milah. I can conquer the world with Shabbos. I'm tapped into Olam Haba. And I've got the Torah Bichlal, which covers all these things. And says the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful gematria in Bir Hagra on the Megillah, that the gematria of Torah and the gematria of Oira, Simcha, Sasan, and Yikar, the Roshe Tevos, which the Vilna Gaon says, Roshe Tevos, the first letters. So you got an Aleph, a Shin, a Sin, and a Yud, are gematria Torah. Because Torah allows us to tap into higher places. We're shaykh to Olam Haba. And through that we get tefillin, through that we get milah, and through that we get Shabbos. This is our yontif, Rabbi Isai. And it's a yontif that you have to go into a different zone. I'm going to give you a haftacha, okay? I'm willing to put money down on this, okay? I'm willing to put money down. I'm not telling you what to do. I don't even tell my kids what to do. I don't like telling people what to do. I'm giving you a haftacha. I'm putting money on the table. Okay? Whoever uses this, taps in, and taps in a way that they're not going to experience getting drunk on other days that are not Purim, that are not the getting into the zone. I'm not saying you can't have a couple cups of wine or a couple shots and have a good time on Parsha Zachar. But if you want this to be the best Purim that you've ever had, I'm guaranteeing you, I'm taking achrayus. You can come back to me and throw tomatoes. If you want this to be the best Purim of your lives, if you choose only to get drunk on Purim, and you zone in on the Megillah, and you try to experience what we're talking about over here, you read the Megillah inside, English translation before Yontif, you get into that zone, you try to live the thrills, and then you take off with the Yayin on Purim, I guarantee you this will be one of the greatest experiences you've ever had in your life. That the things that will be coming out of your mouth during the Masiba will be Dvarim Berumo Shalolim, will become like Rav Moshe Feinstein. What happened to this guy? Yes, it will bring out the deepest, deepest, deepest parts of your neshama. And I'm not telling you what to do, but whoever doesn't do this, I feel deeply bad for. Because this is the zone. It's extremely dangerous, this ride. And if you don't follow the rules and regulations, you'll miss it. We should all be zeicha to have an emesa, oira, simcha, sasam yikar, freilichim pur.